felt really bad. Now I'm glad, glad about the good times that we've had.
ta egoïse. T'as pas fait ses bêtes, oh Milo Malo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to be bang bono, oh Milero. If your head is hot, now what are you going to do? Bandaba, oh Milo Malo. If your child is grow, now what are you going to do? If water kill your child, now what are you going to do?
Water,
oh, me you love, oh,
water,
oh,
you don't get any.
Oh, me
Hello, Earthlings. How's everyone doing this fine Tuesday afternoon?
That's not... Can you hear me? I can't hear myself. That's not a proper introduction, Spencer.
All right, well, give a proper introduction then.
Fine. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The show is... Beep boop.
Boop peep.
We have another themed show coming at you this evening. Space.
What is it?
Where is it? How big is it?
Who is it?
What time is it in space?
These and more are the questions that we will be divulging into today on Beep Boop.
Boop beep. We have many guests with us this evening.
Yes, we have... Well, would you care to introduce yourselves?
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Dr. Andrew Hopkinson. I am in the middle of my PhD on a dissertation regarding black holes, and I am thrilled that you could bring me on here tonight. I'm very honored.
Thank you. We appreciate you taking your time this evening. Who's our other guests?
Yeah, my name is Johnny Rocket, and I would not appreciate if you would that you lied. You said that you were a doctor, but you're not done your program yet. So take it easy there, bud.
Thank you for the correction.
I just want to make sure you're impeccable.
I'm a man of science, so I appreciate your eye for these details.
Good.
We have another guest in the studio today. Would you like to introduce yourself? Would you like to promo anything? Any got anything coming out recently?
I'm not going to do this.
Cool. You heard it here, folks. Yeah. So, you know, it's a space theme show. So, I don't know. Here on Earth just seems a little too simple for today's broadcast. What are your thoughts, Em?
I think... Oh, we should do a remote broadcast using the remote broadcast system.
The fancy schmancy remote broadcast system. All right, so we're going to climb into our little spaceship here and strap in for a fun show. Where we're going, nobody knows. Does anyone have a destination in space that they would... like to explore?
Pluto
needs some love. Pluto's had some rough couple of years. Pluto could use some solitude. But anyways, yeah. Everybody ready to hop in and leave? Leave Katya and the other Earthlings here. Space is... Space is so open, you know?
Space is expanding at an accelerating rate.
You know what I love about space? Space doesn't judge you. Space doesn't care who you are.
Do you feel like you're being judged right now?
Not by space.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you feel that way. Our rocket ship is having issues.
In the meantime...
Here's a song.
I think.
A song.
A song?
A song.
You say.
A song.
I say. A song.
A song. A song.
Space.
Thank you.
everyone. That was Space Song by Beach House, an appropriate themed song for today. Em, you and I both saw Beach House. What were your thoughts?
They're really good. They're a solid band.
Word on the street is like you like Victoria a lot. Thoughts?
She's pretty cute.
Have you guys heard like Beach House at all?
Yes.
Yes. Cool. What are your thoughts?
Victoria's pretty cute.
All right. So we are firmly strapped into our spaceship here.
Choo choo.
Spaceship here.
Space.
Yeah, we got all those technical malfunctions out of the way. So I think. I think we're ready. We'll let Mission Control take it off.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
My spaceship at the speed of light. I'm gonna make it. I know you've been expecting me. Turn on the cameras, take another scene. We go like hands up, people, get with the show. We're taking over, people lose control. In the decks, my DJ, preaching my soul. Aim for the stars, my people, we never fall. Yes, I'm an alien. When I'm touching the earth, call me a spaceman. When I travel universe, yes, I'm an alien. When I'm touching the earth, call me a spaceman. When I travel universe, call me a spaceman.
Once.
When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That brontosaurus must have stood 1,000 miles high. That brontosaurus lay in on its side up in the sky.
Bottoms up this time. Won't you let me be bottled up this time? Won't you rescue me? Should have been here last night and heard what the Big Dipper said to me.
Thought that made it true. Some brains just work that way. That's what chemicals can do. He thought he'd have a beer. Thought he was alone. He thought an Albertson stir fried dinner would make his apartment a home.
Won't you let me be
I thought I bored me, but I learned to think like you. Now nothing bores me, that's that nothing is thought through. No!
All right. It was a long journey through space, but now we have landed on planet Pluto.
It's not a planet anymore.
It's a planet here. Here it's a planet.
Tufts radio station, Pluto is still recognized as a planet.
What do you guys see out there? Anything fun?
It's a little darker than I expected, but it's not as dark as black holes.
Tell me more about black holes, please.
So one thing about black holes is you actually can't see them. They are black. They hold light in. You can't see them. It's just what you don't see.
I see.
No, you don't.
We just played some songs for you on our journey before we reached Pluto. The first was Day One by Hans Zimmer off of the Interstellar soundtrack. If you haven't seen Interstellar yet, I would thoroughly recommend it.
I would also recommend that you fall asleep with like 10 minutes left.
Is that what you did?
It's just what I recommend.
Em, have you seen Interstellar? Do you have thoughts? Opinions? How does it rank in terms of sci-fi movies?
I haven't seen it. I don't have a mic.
Haven't seen it. I've heard good things about it. I saw the one with Matt Damon where he like poops and has to like make his own plants with his poop. I liked that one a lot.
It's the Mars one, right?
Yeah.
The Martian?
The Martian.
Yeah. The more eloquent way to put it, yes. I liked that movie a lot.
What's the one with Sandra Bullock too that we saw?
The Blind Side?
Rip Michael over.
No, the one that was space related, not football.
Gravity.
No. Yes, that was Gravity. Wasn't Sandra Bullock then. She has to translate.
Arrival. Wouldn't say that's really a space movie.
What about Independence Day?
More aliens. Aliens, yeah.
And aliens are related to space, but I didn't feel like the theme of that movie was space related. It was more of a cultural thing.
So you're somewhat of a space movie purist, you would say then?
I think so.
Okay. So how do you feel about Space Jam?
I was just going to ask.
The purest space you can get.
I agree.
No disagree.
And I am almost a doctor.
Almost.
Well, yeah. You heard it here, folks. Space Jam. It's as space as you can get. Well, actually, I'm looking out, and I think I just see a mound of just Space Jam VHS's out there in the distance. But
space junk. I mean,
Space Jam. okay, so after Hans Zimmer and Interstellar, we had Call Me a Spaceman by Hardwell. That was a Robbie pick. Robbie, what do you have to say about that? Zach, you said that was your senior year of high school. I'm a little bit scared by that characterization.
That song came out before you were a senior. Why are you so late to it?
Robbie's ahead of the times.
I really don't know how I discovered that song. I just liked working out to it.
I'm glad that you were staying healthy.
Speaking of health and space, your body gets pretty weird in space. There's like a very... If you're... The longer you're in space, the longer of like a detox period you need to have afterwards, which is pretty interesting. They need to like normalize the pressure.
If you go fast enough, you can also experience time dilation, which is pretty freaking cool.
Can you explain what time dilation is?
So the basic idea of time dilation is that if you move really, really fast, like in a rocket ship, then time moves slower for you than it does for other people. So if you go on a long journey...
Oh, yes.
Then...
This happened in the Matt Damon movie.
I don't think I saw the Matt Damon movie.
Martian. But
it did happen in Interstellar.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can... I won't spoil anything, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that after that, we had Big Dipper by Built to Spill. That was an Emma pick. M. Thoughts on Big Dipper, Constellations, Built to Spill?
Good song. Good constellation. Big Dipper.
What is your favorite constellation?
I don't know enough about astronomy to answer that question.
Mine's Cassiopeia.
I'm happy for you.
I'm a fan of Orion's Belt.
You took mine.
Sorry.
No one cares.
I'll have you introduce it, Em. We've had a reoccurring contributor to our show recently, and they've got something in store for us this week.
Honestly, she introduces it best herself, so I'm just going to let her take it away. This is a remote broadcast back on Earth, coming to us from the country of Greece. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm ready. Let's see.
Welcome to Facts with Fee. I'm your host, Fee. To end the summer out, I'm... Good evening, and welcome to Facts with Fee. I'm your host, Fee. To end the summer out, I'm bringing you 5 facts about David Bowie, who is my personal favorite artist of all time. As always, join in and play. If you know all of these facts, you win the planet Mars. Yes, the red planet Mars. Call the DJ to redeem your prize. Here we go. Fact number 1. Many people believe that David's eyes are 2 different colors. In reality, his childhood friend George Underwood punched him over a girl. This caused his pupil to be permanently dilated. The 2 remained friends through David's career after the incident. That's true friendship. Fact number 2. When Bowie was 17 years old, he spoke to the BBC News as the proud founder of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men. What a progressive man. Go out and tell a man bun rocker you care about him. Fact number 3. This one's a doozy. David Bowie voiced Lord Royal Highness in SpongeBob SquarePants in 2007. 2 legends combined. Fact number 4. David released his own internet provider, BowieNet, in 1997 to reduce long download speed from dial-up. Fact number 5. My last fact is not a fact, but a quote. I know you all feel cheated, but I must say it is very poignant. David Bowie said, prolifically, "I don't know where I'm going from here, but I promise it won't be boring." Indeed, he was a genius. I hope you enjoyed these facts with Fee. If you did, let us know. Call in, send an email, hire a carrier pigeon. Facts with Fee will continue in the future. But until then, go listen to some Bowie.
It's okay, we're not ready for that. Facts with Fee. Wow. I learned a lot. Facts with Fee is definitely becoming probably my favorite segment that we do.
It's also my favorite segment.
What was that voice?
That was my "I'm far away from the microphone" voice.
So we talked about pure space, and what better way to pay homage to the classic by playing its theme song. This is the Space Jam theme song.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Space Jam, here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright.
Party people. like a slow voice on a wave of faith. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic jive. There's a snowman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a snowman waiting in the sky.
Hello, everyone. We are back. We regrettably inform you that we lost two of our fellow space travelers when exploring the moon of Pluto.
They just floated away.
Poetic, really. But now beep boop boop beep is firmly stationed here on Pluto. You just heard some Bowie, a vinyl that Emma found from our deep cuts. Can you explain the process of finding records here on Pluto?
It's tough, man. It's really tough. My first approach was wrong, apparently. I went for D for David. Wasn't really sure how these things are gonna get filed. Ended up being under B for Bowie. But we made it there eventually. Luckily, I have the spelling skills of about a third grade level, so I was able to find it. I know B comes second in the alphabet.
You heard it here, folks. B comes second in the alphabet. Well, just because we're on Pluto doesn't mean that we don't want to inform all of you listeners out there about the goings and happenings here. Well, not here just on Pluto, but here in the universe. So we've got a PSA about some cool stuff that's happening on Earth this weekend.
Yeah, so this one's for Boston Green Fest, which is this weekend, the weekend of August 11th through the 13th. So, our PSA goes, come celebrate the 10th annual Boston Green Fest. It's free, it's fun, it's for everyone. It is live music, dance, exhibits, a fashion show, movie screenings, and great food. It's innovative, it's eco-friendly, and it's multicultural. Join us for Boston Green Fest at City Hall Plaza and Faneuil Hall for an unforgettable weekend, August 11th to 13th, and come together to learn, celebrate, and exchange ideas for greener Massachusetts. Please visit bostongreenfest.org for more information. They didn't use the Oxford comma. I'm a little bit upset.
Do you use the Oxford comma?
I do.
Are you a semicolon kind of girl?
No.
I like the semicolon.
I'm kidding. I think that sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of food they serve at a green fest. Only veggies?
Only green stuff.
Only green stuff.
That's like, well,
that might be false advertising. Yeah, they probably have other food. I don't know. You should go check it out.
Yeah, tell us. Call in. Tell us. Real quick PSA for Pluto, space junk. It's swirling around, meteors, asteroids, parts of spaceships. What are you going to do? I don't know. Maybe consider calling Jerry's Space Junk Removal Service. Jerry's been doing this for 20 years now, and he really knows the ins and outs of the space junk field.
Space junk's actually a real problem.
A real problem. Because, as we found out, thank you 99% Invisible, the more stuff you have in space, satellites crashing around at super high speeds, the more junk you're going to create. And then that junk will create other junk, and it's just this vicious cycle.
And it damages things.
And damages things.
And expensive.
Exactly. So call Jerry. He's got your space junk removal in the bag. All right. We have got only a couple minutes left here in our show. We've got maybe time for two more songs. Maybe we'll stretch a little bit.
If we're lucky.
This next one is by DuckTales. I hope you enjoy it.
That was the funniest thing I have ever experienced. The Banana Boat song that is part of the Beetlejuice soundtrack was playing in the background.
How did that get on?
It was the continuation of Space Jam. Anyways.
You know, crazy stuff's happening in space, guys. Can't even begin to explain what we're seeing out here.
All right. Well, we'll let DuckTales finish his thing. Sorry.